Mesechta Schulin, Daf Chaf Beis, five lines to the top of Daf Chaf Beis and Aleph. We'll begin to review the previous Braisa, and we'll also preview the next Gemara. And eight lines from the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara asks, My Rabbanon or My Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, then where do we find a machlekes between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon? And as we have already explained, that certainly when someone shechs an oif of Chulin, then one would only have to shecht one simon. And certainly all agree that by Malika of Chatas Oif, one must sever one full simon, and not only Roiv of the Simon, and certainly since the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra states, V'lo Yavdil, so one cannot sever the second Simon. Certainly, we'll agree that there's a difference between Eilas Ha'if and Echad Ha'if. However, as we saw, the Rabbanon as well as Rabbi Shmuel hold that by Malika of Eilas Ha'if, one has to completely sever both Simonim, while Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon argues and he holds that by Malika of Eilas Ha'if, one must only sever Roiv of both Simonim and should specifically not completely sever both Simonim. And the Braisa discussed the Shita of the Tanakama, the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, as well as the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. And the Braisa discussed three Psukim and the first Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, and in Parakei, when discussing the Karban Eil V'Yerid, so the Psukim tell us that an Osha brings a Kispa Yisir L'Chatas, while a Dal would bring a Chatas for Eil Sa'if, and B'negei a Chatas Sa'if, the Pasuk tells us, V'hikra V'etz Hashel L'Chatas Rishayna, U'molakas Rishayna, Mimul Arpoy V'lo Yavdil. And number one, the Torah specifies that Malika is done Mimul Arpoy. And number two, the Pasuk tells us that one should only sever one simon and not to sever any part of the second simon. And as Rashi on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis explains, Ve'einu Mavdil b'simon echad, and some agurs claim as shemolke b'simon echad, and menichad mechubar b'simon echad, as the kibin dichsiv v'lo yavdil, as since by Echad Sa'ev the Pasuk specifies v'lo yavdil, v'oif hechshir b'simon echad, and by shchita v'an oif of chulin, one has to shecht one simon, so kol ma'da of etvei mechshir havdali, anything that would be more than the standard hechsher would be considered havdalah. V'chol simon having mitzvah shechita ba'oif l'chatchila hilkul b'malika ki malach l'kulei simon lav havdalahi. And even though by chulin, if one severs roiv of one simon, then that would suffice. However, l'chatchila one should sever the full simon, and therefore that would not be considered havdalah. Avol b'simon beis afilu mitzvah l'chatchila leka k'etani l'kaman l'chayv beis simonim yefshar shekvah hukshel l'dogim. And the Gemara then continued to discuss the pasuk in Parakei pasuk. Good, where the Pasuk states regarding the Eilas Ha'if, Vesasheni Yasa Eilu Kamishbad, and certainly the Torah is telling us that the Locha of an Eilas Ha'if are done Kamishbad, like the Lochas of another Korban that we already discussed. And as we already saw, the Tanakhama stated that we learned Kamishbad that the Eilas Ha'if should be similar to the Chatas Behema. On both Rabbi Shmuel as well as Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon learned Kamishbad that the Eilas Ha'if should be compared to a Chatas Ha'if, although certainly Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon are Chaylik as to exactly in what way we should compare Eilas Ha'if to Chatas Ha'if. And the Braisa also discussed the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra and Perek Aleph Pasuk Tesvav that is discussing when someone brings an Eilas Ha'if as an Adava, and the Pasuk states, V'kriva Yakoyin al Mizbeach, U'molakas Roisha V'hikta al Mizbecha V'nimtza Dome al Kir Mizbeach. Number one, since the Pasuk could have stated V'hikriv, and instead the Torah used the term V'krivai, so all agree that the Torah is teaching us that the halacha of an Eilas Ha'if is unique and different than a Chatas Ha'if. Number two, since the Torah should have written U'molkas Roisha V'nimtza Dome al Kir Mizbeach, and only afterwards written V'hikti HaMizbecha, so therefore we have a hekesh between Malika and Akhtara. And as we saw, Tanakhama explained, since the Pasuk states V'krivai, and therefore Cholak HaKosim in Chathas Ha'if L'Eilas Ha'if, so when the Pasuk stated Kamishbad, he cannot be telling us to compare the Eilas Ha'if to Chathas Ha'if, as we just said that the Dinam of Eilas Ha'if are different than the Chathas Ha'if, and therefore when the Pasuk states Kamishbad, it must be telling us that the Eilas Ha'if is similar to Chatz Behema, and therefore the Tanakhama learned from this pasuk that just like a Chatz Behema is Einaba El Menachulin, and one cannot bring a Chatz Behema from Maisa Sheni, and in addition it could only be brought during the day, and all its avoidus must be done beyond the Hayimanis, so therefore the same applies to an Eilas Ha'if that is Einaba El Menachulin, it has to be done beyayim as well as beyond the Hayimanis. And the Tanakhama then explained that since the pasuk stated Umalak V'Hikdira, we have a Hekesh between Akhtara and Malika. And since certainly at the time back Torah, the Roish and the body of the Eilas Ha'if are completely separate from each other, and the Akhtara are done separately, and therefore the same is true by the Malika of the Eilas Ha'if, that the Kohen is Mavdil, the head and the body of the Ha'if, by severing both Simonim completely. And as we will see, the Agamara will begin by asking the Lefira Tanakhama, since we had the Limud of Umolak V'Hikdir, so why do we need the Limud of the Akrivai that the Tanakhama stated teaches us that Cholak HaKosu Ben Chatz Ha'if L'Eilas Ha'if, if we can learn this din from the Hekesh Hakish of Umolk of Hikdira, and as the Tanakhama taught us, Mak Torah, Rish Ba'atzmai Vaguf Ba'atzmai, Af Malika, Rish Ba'atzmai Vaguf Ba'atzmai, and the Braisa then continued and brought the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that since the Torah discusses the din of the Eilus Oiv right after the din of the Chatz Oiv, so when the Pasuk states Kamishbad, must be comparing the din of the Eilus Oiv to the Chatz Oiv. Therefore, he learned that just like the Torah specified that Malika's Chatz Oiv is Mimul Arpai, so the same is true by an Eilus Oiv that Malika is Mimul Arpai. Rabbi Shmuel then continues that possibly one would think that since we compare the Eilus Oiv to the Chatz Oiv, just like by a Chatz Oiv, one does Malika and is Einu Mavdil B'Simen Echad and cannot sever the second Simen, so maybe the same would be true by the Eilus Oiv, and one would not be able to sever the second Simen at all. However, Rabbi Shmuel agrees to the Chachamim that one has to sever the second Simen of the Eilus Oiv, and Rabbi Shmuel explains that I understand this based on the fact that the Pasuk states Vekrivai, and therefore we see that certainly there's a chiluk between the Malika of the Eilus Oiv and the Chatz Oiv. When performing Malika on the Eilus Oiv, one must completely sever both Simanim, and Ayin Rashi in Diva Maskel Tamalim Vekrivai, Rashi explains that certainly Rabbi Shmuel agrees to the Tanakama that we need the Hekesh of the Malik Vehikter, and he also learns Ma'ak Torah Reish Ba'atzmai Vaguf Ba'atzmai Af Malika Reish Ba'atzmai Vaguf Ba'atzmai. Let us read Rashi inside in Diba Maskel Tamalim Vekrivai, as Rashi explains Mashma Shinasla Kosav Akros Balatzma V'chok Medina Krovis Chatos U'me'achash Kosav Echad Akeshon. And since from the word Kamishbat we saw that we were Makish to Din of Eilus Oiv to Chatz Oiv and the Kosav Echad Chokon, and we also have the Pasuk of Vekrivai that tells us that the Din of Eilus Oiv should be different than the Chatz Oiv. So Mistavra Ki Ekshinu L'mul Oiv Ekshinu V'chir Pelginu Me'abdol Pelginu. And Rashi explains Rabbi Shmuel Nami Avim Molech V'hikti the Tanakama Somech V'napka Le'minei Harish Ba'atzmai V'aguf Ba'atzmai. And Rashi continues and is bothered V'hod Noka Taimei Mi'vekrivai. And why is it that according to Rabbi Shmuel he learns this from Vekrivai if L'maisi he has to learn it from Molech V'hikter? And Rashi explains based on the Gemara what we will have in a moment on the Chof Bezim Aleph, if we would only have the Hekesh of Umalak Vehikter and we would not have the Limud of Ekrivai, like Machiale could come and come on, a Limud of Tanakama. And as we will see in a moment, ultimately Rabbi Shmuel dashes all three psukim and he dashes the word Kamishbad as well as Vekrivai as well as Umalak Vehikter. And finally, we saw the sheet of Rabbi Lezer of Shimon who agrees to Rabbi Shmuel that when the Pasuk states Kamishbad, so the Torah is comparing the din of the Eilus Oiv to Chatz Oiv. However, as Rabbi Shmuel uses this Pasuk in order to teach us that Machatz Oiv Mimul Oiv, Af Eilus Oiv Mimul Oiv. However, Blazer Rab Shimon understands that the Pasuk is teaching us that just like by the Chatz Oiv, one does Azah while the head and body are not completely severed, and therefore by an Eilus Oiv, one would do Mitzvah Adam while the head and body of the bird are still attached to each other. And Rabbi Blazer Rab Shimon continues that one should not think that just like by a Chatz Oiv, that one only severs one of the Simanim, so the same would hold true by an Eilus Oiv, and one would only sever one of the Simanim, and therefore the Pasuk tells us Vekrivai in order to teach us that the Eilus Oiv has to be different than a Chatz Oiv, and although one only severs one Simanim by a Chatz Oiv, and as the Pasuk states, V'lo Yavdil, however by an Eilus Oiv, although certainly one cannot sever both Simanim, as the Pasuk stated Kamishbad, and therefore one cannot sever the head from the body, however one would still sever Reiv both Simanim, and there's a requirement of Avdol B'Mixas by an Eilus Oiv, and Lemaisa the Gemara did not explain what Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon will learn from the Hekesh of a Malik V'Hikder. And as we will see, Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon will learn the Ma'ak Torah B'Reish Yishom Mizbeach Af Malika B'Reish Yishom Mizbeach, and we learn that the Malika of the Eilus Oiv should be done B'Reish Yishom Mizbeach and when the Kohen is standing L'mayla M'chot HaSikra and on the side of the Mizbeach. And also let's keep in mind that certainly the Psukim never states specifically that Malika by an Eilus Oiv has to be done B'Mil Arpai, and Rabbi Shmuel explained that we notice based on the word Kamishbad and we learn Ma'akat Soif Mimul Oyev, Af Eilus Oiv Mimul Oyev. However, as we will see right before the Mishnah, that the Gemara will explain that both the Tanakam and Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon understand that we know that Malika of an Eilus Oiv has to be done Mimul Arpai based on Xer Shava or Ma'amitsinu, as we will see a bit later. And our Gemara now begins with Tanakama, V'chimeachad Nafkalam, V'malak V'hikdir, V'krivay Lamli, that since the Tanakama learned from the words of Malak V'hikdir, that Ma'ak Torah Reish Ba'atzmai V'aguf Ba'atzmai, Af Malika Reish Ba'atzmai V'aguf Ba'atzmai, since he already knows that there's a major chiluk between the Eilus Oiv and the Chatz Oiv. By a Chatz Oiv we only sever one simon, and by an Eilus Oiv we completely sever both simonim. If so, why do we need the limud of the krivai in order to teach us that Eilus Oiv is unique and is different than a Chatz Oiv? If we already know this based on the Hekesh distinguish between Umolok v'Hekder. However, the Gemara explains, if not for the fact that we have the limud of Hekrivai, Hava Mina, my Kamishbad, Kamishbad Chatz Oiv, that we would think that when the Torah tells us that the Oil Sa'iv should be done Kamishbad, it is teaching us that we should compare the Oil Sa'iv to Chatz Oiv. And if you would say that how can you have a Havmina, that one should compare the Oil Sa'iv and Chatz Oiv as Imishum Molok v'Hekder, if the Pasuk already tells us Umolok v'Hekder, and clearly we would learn that the Malika by Oil Sa'iv has to be a Rosh Ba'atzmai, Vakuf Ba'atzmai, and it must be different than the Chatz Oiv. However, the Gemara explains that from the words Umolok v'Hekder, Havamina, one may have thought, Ma'ak Torah Bereshishul Mizbeach, Af Malika Bereshishul Mizbeach, that possibly this Hekish would not be coming to teach us that there's a major chil between Oil Sa'iv and the Chatz Oiv, as when performing Malika of an Oil Sa'iv, one would have to sever completely both Simanim, and we would explain that the Hekish is coming to teach us that just like we know that when performing Akhtar of an Oil Sa'if, it was done Bereshio Shil Mizbeach and Lamaila Mechata Sikra, and similarly when we're doing Malika on an Oil Sa'if, one would perform Malika Bereshio Shil Mizbeach and when standing Lamaila Mechata Sikra, and maybe one would only sever one Simon by the Oil Sa'if, just like by the Chata Sa'if, and Hashra the Kosar Rachman of Vikrivai, Droish Bein Ami Ha, that's why Lefi the Tanakama, the Pasuk had to tell us Vikrivai in order to teach us that an Oil Sa'if is different than a Chata Sa'if, therefore when the Torah tells us Malik v'Hekter, so we learn a hekesh between Malik and Akhtara. Number one, we learn Ma'akhtara Bereshit Shul Mizbeach, Af Malika Bereshit Shul Mizbeach, and we also learn Ma'akhtara Reish Ba'atzmai Ba'guf Ba'atzmai, Af Malika Reish Ba'atzmai Ba'guf Ba'atzmai, and that's why the Tanakam holds that when performing Malika on the Eilus Oiv, one has to completely sever both Simanim, as it must be a Reish Ba'atzmai Ba'guf Ba'atzmai. And Ayin Rashi who explains that the Hamin of the Gemara would be that since we have some sort of a limud that we can learn from the hekesh of a Malik v'Hekter, we can learn Ma'akhtar Bereshit Shul Mizbeach, Af Malika Bereshit Shul Mizbeach, the Kivan Miboil on the Milse Achrite, Le'olim Ekar Kesha de Chamishbad Me'ahud Esolik Menei. Certainly, it would be more Mistavra that when the Pasuk states Chamishbad, we're trying to compare the Oil Sa'iv to the Chatz Sa'iv, and the Psukim that are discussing the Oil Sa'iv are right after the Psukim that discuss the Chatz Sa'iv. And as Rashi continues, the Ikal Midrash Kesha de Malika Vaktar Le'in Reish Mizbeach, the Kesha de Chamishbad Le'in Yachizus Reish Vegov. And as we previously explained, this is actually the way the Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon would understand these psukim. However, the Tanakhama explains, but since the pasuk states v'krivai, so therefore the pasuk is telling us that the Oil Sa'iv should not be like the Chatz Sa'iv at all. The Chiluk L'Gamri Mashmal the Tanakhama, we shouldn't compare an Oil Sa'iv to a Chatz Sa'iv at all. And therefore, when the pasuk states Kamishbad, it must be that we're comparing the Oil Sa'iv to the Chatz Behema, even though the psukim about Chatz Sa'iv are right before the psukim of Oil Sa'if, and the mehashta dorish beinami v'malaku v'hikter the legamri iskish b'lik laktara bein le'inyan roish shishom izbeach bein le'inyan harish ba'atzmai v'aguf ba'atzmai. However, keep in mind that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon argues on this point with the Tanakhama, as Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds that even though the pasuk states v'krivai, the pasuk is not telling us that we shouldn't compare the Oil Sa'if to Chatz Sa'if at all, and that's why Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon learned that when the pasuk states kamishbad, is teaching us that the Oil Sa'if should be similar to Chatz Sa'if in one aspect, and just like by the Chatz Sa'if, the head and the body are not completely severed, so the same would hold true by an Oil Sa'if, and the head and the body would not be completely severed, even though certainly even Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would agree that there is a chil between an Oil Sa'if and Chatz Sa'if. By Malika of a Chatz Sa'if, one only severs one simon, while when performing Malika on the Oil Sa'if, one would sever Reiv of both simonim. The Gemara continues that Tanakhama explained that when the Pasuk stated Kamishbad, so we compare an Oil Sa'if to Chatz Behema, and Ma Chatz Behema in a ba el menachulin ubayoyim ubiyadei ayimadis. So af Oil Sa'if in a ba el menachulin ubayoyim ubiyadei ayimadis. Our Gemara now continues and explains Chatz Behema de in a ba el menachulin menolad, that the Tanakhama stated bepashas, and one must certainly pay for the Chatz Behema from Mois Chulin and not even from Mois Maisheshini. What is the makar for this din? And Amrav Chista, and Rav Chista explains the amakra as the pasuk and pashas achrimais tells us the hikur of Aaron is parachatas hashaloi v'chipa ba'adu v'arbeisa v'shochar is parachatas hashaloi. And this pasuk, which is discussing the part is brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, mentions the term hashaloi two times. Therefore, we learn mishaloi v'loi mishal tiba v'loi mishal maisa, that you only could bring from your own money and not from chumas halishka and not from maisa. And Rashi explains v'afilu Rabbi Yehuda the amam maisa mamam hediru, and even according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that holds that maisa is mamam hediyet l'hachi asa hashaloi l'maitei, that even so, the Torah teaches us that any time someone has an obligation, they can cannot fulfill that obligation by using Moris Maisa Sheni. They have to pay for it using their own money. And Rashi continues that the halacha that a chatz behema has to be brought by Yoim and also has to be performed beyond the Yemanis is also learned from the Psukim by Yom Kippur. As in Pashas Achri Mois, the Pasuk states, Ki b'yoyim hazeh yichap aleichem l'tar eschem mikol chatesechel l'fnei Hashem t'taru, and therefore we see it has to be done during the day. And since the Psukim mentioned the term koyin and the term v'hizeh b'etzba'oyim multiple times, so certainly by the avoidance of a chatz behema, there's a requirement for Yodah Yemanis. Our Gemara now continues that we just stated, according to Tanakama, in the word kamishbat, we learned three comparisons between Oilus Ha'oif and Chatz Behema. Number one, that they're both Ein Abal Me'achulin. Number two, they both have to be brought by Yoim. And number three, they both have to be performed by Yodah Yemanis. The Gemara now asks that how can you say that the din that Oilus Ha'oif has to be performed by Yoim is learned from the din of Chatz Behema, but B'yoim Tzavasi Nafka, the Lachur, we learn from the Pesukim and Pashas Tzav, after the Pesukim describe all the Kabbanahs, so the Pasuk states, Zay Satar Lo'ilu La'mincha V'lachatz 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 And the last pasuk in the parak states, "Asher siva Hashem es Moshe b'Hasinai yom tzavos es bnei Yisrael l'hakav es kabaneim l'Hashem b'midbar Sinai." And we see that all kabanos have to be brought during the day. And as Rashi states, that the pasuk states, "B'yom tzavos l'hakav the mashma b'yom v'lo b'laigla v'chol kabanos b'mashma." And the Gemara explains, "In chenami k'din nazba." And really, we don't learn the din of b'yom from the word kamishbad agav that we're bringing other dinim, so we also bring this din as well. And really, there was no reason that Tana had to bring this din, similar to the Lashon of Lashadi in the Zuzi Bechti, and we also find at times that the Gemara will bring a member in someone's name and then say, V'amri lo kedi, and some explain that this means that this was not said over in anyone's name. Our Gemara continues that we stated that according to Hakama, we learn out that just like a Chatz Behema has to be done by Yodei Yimonis, and the same holds true, but again, Oilus Ha'iv, the Gemara is bothered, Yodei Yimonis, Mindu Rabba Bechanan Afka, that Lamaisa, we don't have to learn this from the Hekish, from Chatz Behema. As we can learn it from the din of Rabbi Bochana, as the Rabbi Bochana Amram Shimon Lakish, Kalmakim Shinema Etzba Oikuhu Na'in Al Yamin, and as Rash brings down for the first parakim in Sechas Menachais, Oy Etzba Oikuhu Na, the Gom Mitzirah Oni, the Chsib Bey Vitola Koyan Etzba Oya Yamanis, Umine Yafino, Kol Hech, the Chsib Koyan Oy Etzba, Shtay Avoid this Biamin, since Boilus Adava Chsib Koyan, as the Pasuk states, Vekrivaya Koyan, so therefore we know that it has to be done with the right hand. Why would the Tanakama have to learn this from the word Kamishba? Learn his din from Chatz Behema, and over here the Gemara could not answer Kedi Nazba. Then the only thing that we'd be learning from Chatz Behema is that they're both in a ba el menachulin and lemaisa agav one din. We wouldn't bring down two other dinim. Therefore, our Gemara explains veidach and the Tanava Brisa that explains that we learned the din that vidasa biyamin based on a comparison of the din of Eilus Oif from Chatz Oif and based on the fact that the pasuk states Kamishbad. That is because this Tana is going like the Shita Rab Shimon that holds. Although the Pasuk states Lashon Etzba, and even if the Torah does not use Lashon Kuhuna, there is still a requirement to use your right hand. However, if the Torah uses Lashon Kuhuna and doesn't use Lashon Etzba, then it's not necessarily a requirement to use your right hand. And since Pinagayin Oila Esaev, although the Torah used Lashon Kuhuna, but the Torah did not use Lashon Etzba, therefore the Tanakhama explained that we have to learn this from the word Kamishbad, and we compare an Oila Esaev to Chatz Behema, and just like Chatz Behema has to be done, be Yamin, so therefore an Eilus Ha'if also has to be done by Yamin, even though it only states the word Kuhuna and does not use the word Etzba. And the Gemara continues that we saw the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, that when the Pasuk states Kamishbad, so he compares an Eilus Ha'if to a Chatz Ha'if, and he learns that Ma Chatz Ha'if Memul Arif, Af Eilus Ha'if Memul Arif, and even though the Pasuk doesn't state that the Malika of Eilus Ha'if is done Memul Arif, we learn this from the din of a Chatz Ha'if, and the Gemara continues and is, V'tanakam Rablaz Rab Shimon Memul Arif Menolu, and since the Tanakam used the term Kamishbad to compare the Eilus Ha'if to a Chatz Behema and did not compare this to a Chatz Ha'if at all. And as we saw, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon learned from the word Kamishbad that we compare the Eilus Ha'if to a Chatz Ha'if in regard to a different halacha. And as we saw at the top of Daf Chaf Beis Ben Aleph, that Malah Long Shu Ochus Arush Beguf Maza, Afkan Shu Ochus Arush Beguf Maza. And if so, how do they know that when performing Malika by an Eilus Ha'if, it is done Mimul Arif? The Gemara explains that they do not require a Hekesh as Gom Malika Mimul. And Rashi states, "Ma mitzinu ma malika hamura bechatas pirush l'chaba kasev mul erev af kol malika ena al mul erev." And therefore, the Torah already defined for us that whenever someone does malika, it's mul erev. Since by an oilus ha'if, the Torah requires malika, so malika must be done mul erev. And although Rashi over here mentions a ma mitzinu, however, Ayin Rashi 8 lines from the top of our Amid, where Rashi states, "Aha mul Oirif Migzir Shava Nafkalela Kamon, and Rashi explains that this is based on Gzir Shava Ayin Sham. Before we begin with the next series of Mishnayos, let us point out that the Miri explains that since in the previous Mishnah, the Futesan Abeis, the Mishnah was discussing the differences between Shechita and Malika, and the end of the Mishnah stated a klal Nimsa Kasha B'Shechita Pasul B'Malika, and Kasha B'Malika Pasul B'Shechita, and there's an inverse relationship between Shechita and Malika. Therefore, the next few Mishnayos until the next parak, the Mishnayos will bring various items where there's an inverse relationship between two items, and our Mishnah will discuss the inverse relationship between Torah and Bnei Yoina. And as we know, there are many times where the Torah teaches us that one could bring a carbon from birds. In all cases, the Torah gives us a choice between two types of birds. One is called Torah and one is called Bnei Yoina. And the Torah are commonly defined as turtle doves, which are types of bird that migrate during the winter and fly south during the winter. The Bnei Yoina are commonly defined as pigeons. And Torah and Bnei Yoina are mentioned in multiple pashas in the Torah, and we find them at the beginning of Pashas Vayikra Benegeid Oilus Adava, and we also find them in Pashas Vayikra Benegeid Oilu Yared, in Pashas Tazria Benegeid Yerledes, and in Pashas Mitzriya Benegeid Mitzriya Zavin Zava, and finally in Pashas Nasai Benegeid Nazir. And as we will see, then all cases the Torah refers to them as Torah and Bnei Yoina, never refers to Torah as Bnei Torah, never refers to Bnei Yoina as Yoinim. For example, in Pashas Vayikra in Perak Aleph Pasuk Yudalid, the Pasuk states, V'imin ha'if oilu karboni l'Hashem, v'hikrim min ha'terim oimim b'nei ha'yoinas karboni. Therefore, as our Mishnah will teach us, there is an inverse relationship between terim and b'nei yoina, as when bringing a bird as a carbon, if one wants to bring a yoina, you have to bring b'nei yoina, and you have to bring a young pigeon, while if one wants to bring their carbon from terim, then they specifically have to bring mature turtle doves and not young turtle doves. And before we begin, let us point out that there are multiple stages that are relevant to terim and b'nei yoina. As we will see, that definitely on the first day that a Ben Yoina is born, and potentially for a few more days. So as Rashi states, Mu'usim Hain, so the birds are disgusting looking, and therefore you cannot bring them as a carbon. And as the Pasuk states in Malachi, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches, Chisagishan Ifer l'mizbeach ein ra, v'chisagishu piseach v'choyla ein ra, hakriveyun no l'pechasecha, hayirtzecha, o yayisa panecha, o ma'ashem tzavakais. And then as the Yoina and the Terim continue to develop, so at some point they develop yellow feathers around their neck, and from that point, which is called Mishiatzivu, and they start becoming yellow until they become a bright yellow and they look like gold, and as the Gemara will refer to them, Mishiatzivu, so that is an intermediary time frame. And then after that period of time, certainly at that point, this bird would be considered mature or an adult bird. And we can think of this time frame just like we have by a girl, that we have a time frame called Katniss. Eventually she becomes a Begeris or a Gedola, and there's an intermediary time frame where she's a Naira. Our mission now begins, Kasha B'Turin, Pasul B'Bnei Yoina, Kasha B'Bnei Yoina, Pasul B'Turin, and Tchilas Hatzivu B'Zer B'Zer Pasul. As we will see, the Brisa will explain that the time frame when a tar is old enough to be brought as a carbon is a time when a Ben Yoina will no longer be able to be brought as a carbon, as at that time it's too old and it would not be considered a Ben Yoina. And similarly, the time frame when a Ben Yoina could be brought as a carbon, during that period of time, a tar is too young to be brought as a carbon. And the Mishnah also teaches us that during the time frame from the point that its feathers around its neck begin to yellow and until they become golden, one could not bring either Turin or Bnei Yoina. During that time frame, the Turin are too young, and during that time frame, the Bnei Yoina are already too old. And as we will see in the next couple of Mishnahs, that the Mishnahs will be a little bit vague, and then the Gemara will immediately bring a Brisa that explains the Mishnah in detail. And as our Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan that we learned from Brisa, Turin Gedolim Ksherim Ketanim Psulim, when the Turin tells us that we could bring Turin as Oifais, mature or adult Turin would be kosher, and the younger Turin would be pasal. And the opposite holds true by Bnei Yoina, as Bnei Yoina ketanim kshirim gedolim psulim, dimtze kosher b'Turin, pasal b'Bnei Yoina, kosher b'Bnei Yoina, pasal b'Turin. That is what our Mishnah meant when it stated that is an inverse relationship between Turin and Bnei Yoina. And Ayin Tesis points out that if we recall, then when the Mishnah Daf Yutasim and Beis spoke about the differences between Malika and Shechita, and then at the end of the Mishnah stated nimtze kosher b'Shechita, pasal b'Malika, and kosher b'Malika, pasal b'Shechita. So the Gemara wanted to know what do we learn from this klal and what is it coming to in Mayit. However, Zuck Tesis on our Brisa, that's not shver, as our Brisa is actually coming to explain our Mishnah. And as Tesis points out, the Hach Brisa Mastisin Kaima, and this Brisa is going back on our Mishnah, Lefrushe, the Turin Gedolim Ksherin, Getanim Psulim, and is explaining exactly what our Mishnah meant, Vahadim Messiah, and then the Braisa just ends off, Nimsa Kamisha Amr Mishnah Seinu, and therefore we find that what our Mishnah said is exactly correct, that is an inverse relationship between the Torah and Bnei Yoina. However, Taiz points out, Aval El, Litzach, Lemisle Klal, Nimsa, the Kvash Bein and Risha, the Shechitim and Atzavah, Malikim and Erev, Vimshina Bezel Bezel Apostle, as we already stated, what the Chilukim are between Shechita and Malika. Therefore, there was no reason for the Mishnah to state the Klal at the end of the Mishnah, Ayin and Taisvis. The Gemara now continues and brings another Braisa as Tanur Abanon, that the Pasuk states the Lashon Torim, and we learn now that the Lashon Torim specifically refers to Gedolim V'loi Ketanim, Ayin Rashi L'kamei Mefarish Me'i Mashma, that later on the Gemara will explain that how do we see from the word Torim that specifically refers to Gedolim V'loi Ketanim. The Braisa continues that the reason why the Torah had to teach us that Torim referred to Gedolim V'loi Ketanim as Shiyachal V'loi Dinu, as if the Torah did not state the Lashon Torim based on the Kal V'choyma, we would actually learn that one could bring Torim not only from Gedolim but also from Ketanim. And we continue on Daf Chaf Beis and Beis, and the Kal V'choyma would be as follows: Uma Bnei Yoinish Lehuchshu B'Gedolim Huchshu B'Ketanim, that Madach by Bnei Yoina, where although one would not be able to bring mature Yoinim, the Torah allows us to bring younger Bnei Yoina, as Rashi points out, to have Bnei Ketanim Mashma, as certainly when the Torah states Bnei Yoina, so we know it refers to younger Yoina. And as we will learn later on, that we are not allowed to bring Gedolim, and as Rashi states, V'kuv Gedolim Psulim L'kamon Yalev, and if so, Torim Shehuchshu B'Gedolim Ein Adin Shehuchshu B'Ketanim, and since one is allowed to bring mature Torim, then certainly one should be able to bring younger Torim, Talmud Leim Torim, and therefore the Torah specifies Torim Gedolim V'lei Ketanim, and Rashi explains the Kaman Mefarish My Talmuda, and the Gemara will explain what the limud is for the word Torim. And the Gemara continues with a similar idea, B'negei B'nei Yoina, and as the Gemara continues, when the Torah states B'nei Yoina, so we learn out Ketanim V'lei Gedolim, that the Torah only allows us to bring young B'nei Yoina, not mature pigeons. Once again, in a moment, the Gemara will explain what the limud is from the words B'nei Yoina. The Braisa continues that the reason why the Torah had to specify B'nei Yoina as Shiachav Aloy Dinu, as if the Torah did not specify B'nei Yoina, then one would have had a Havmina, U'matarim Shlachshu B'Ketanim Hachshu B'Gedolim, that since the Torah specifies Torim and then specifies B'nei Yoina, so we see that the word Torim refers to mature Torim, not young Torim, and therefore B'nei Yoina Shlachshu B'Ketanim Ein Adin Shlachshu B'Gedolim. So one may have thought that since the Torah allows us to bring B'nei Yoina when they are young, then certainly one could bring Yoina when they are older and more mature. Therefore, Tamalim B'nei Yoina, and we learn now Ketanim V'lei Gedolim. The Gemara will now explain the Braisa. The Gemara first discusses the limud of B'nei Yoina, and the Gemara asks My Talmuda, and as Rashi explains, Kleima Me'ezim Mikra Anulamedim, that from what pasuk are you learning this din, as the Hinami the B'nei Mashma Ketanim, that even though certainly the word B'nei Yoina is Mashma that they're young, however Miu Akuva Minolim Dleima B'nei Gedolim Mikal V'choyma, but how do you know that this is La'akev, and how do you know that based on the Kal V'choyma, we would not be Mabar that one could even bring a Korban from mature Yoinais? And the Gemara explains, Amrava, L'lishtam Mikra V'lichtav Minaterim Oy Minayoina, as we mentioned there multiple times in the Torah, where the Torah speaks about the various Kabbalahs that are brought from Eifais, and every single time when the Torah speaks about these Kabbalahs, the Torah states, Minaterim Oy Min Bnei Ayoina, the Torah never states, Minaterim Oy Min Ayoina, and as Rashi explains, Isak Adayta Kedolim Namik Sherim, Mikol Hanach Kroy, the Mishtam Bikinim, Kagoin, Haydin Adavim, Mishpias Kol, Violetus, Uvizavim Materia, so we never find that one Pasuk changes its Lashon and mentions Min Ayoina instead of Bnei Ayoina. And by the fact that we always say Bnei Ayoina, it must be that it's La'akev, and there's a specific requirement to bring Bnei Ayoina and not mature Yoinais. And even though the Gersin Argomer is V'lichta Min Bnei Haterim Oy Min Ayoina, however, we read the Gemara based on the Gersin of the Tvan Rajba of V'lichta Min Haterim Oy Min Ayoina, as the Gemara right now is focusing on the Bnei Ayoina and not focusing on Terim. The Gemara now continues that although you brought me a Raya, that when the Torah states Bnei Ayoina, the Torah is requiring Bnei Ayoina, and the Torah is specifically telling us that you can't bring mature Yoinais. However, Ema Bnei Ayoina, the Kasper Rachmana Bnei, Ketanim In, Gedolim Loi, so maybe specifically B'degei Bnei Ayoina, that this is a requirement. However, Terim, Iboy Gedolim Lasi, Iboy Ketanim Lasi, however, since the Torah only specifies Terim, so one may still have a Havmina, that we can learn a Kal V'choyma from Bnei Ayoina. We will learn that one even could bring young Terim. However, the Gemara explains, Dumi the Bnei Ayoina, that since every time the Torah is discussing Kabbalis of Eifais, the Torah mentions Terim together with Bnei Ayoina, so we have a Hekesh between Terim and Bnei Ayoina, and Ma Bnei Ayoina Ketanim In Gedolim Loi, after Terim Gedolim In Ketanim Loi, that just like when the Torah mentions Bnei Ayoina, it was dafka b'nei yoina and not regular yoinim, and it had to be a young yoina, and therefore similarly when the Torah mentions terim, the Torah is specifying that one must bring terim and one cannot bring b'nei terim. And ayin Rashi ma b'nei yoina inum k'shirim b'hechsh terim af terim inum k'shirim b'hechsh b'nei yoina, and the Torah is teaching us there's an inverse relationship between b'nei yoina and terim. Before we continue, let us see Taisis in Divrei Maschil l'Mishnah Mikra, and Taisis points out al korchin lab mishum de ikahabi mikreis kadarish da feel like hey kosov al bechad duch the term of bnei yoina have a much limited midrash sib hay bnei or bhay like sib bnei the lom yesh lil pasuk liat lil shaynai vilichta bnei bechinam v'had nakat the lil shtamed levus ba'am nakte ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues and brings another brisa as Tana Rabbanon yochli yu kol term v'chol bnei yoina kshirim, and as Rashi explains that one would have thought that once term are no longer categorized as b'nei terim, then it will be kosher to be brought as korbanos. And in addition, as long as the ben yoina is not yet mature, then at all points it will be kosher to be brought as a korban. However, Talmud Loimus, therefore the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra tells us min haterim v'lo kol haterim min b'nei yoina v'lo kol b'nei yoina. And as the pasuk states, v'imin oif oil korbanos l'Hashem v'hikru min haterim oim min b'nei yoina as korbanos. And therefore we learn not all terim and not all b'nei yoina would be kosher. And the Gemara explains pratlet chilas hatziv shebezel shebezel. And the pasuk is coming to teach us during the interim period where yellow feathers are growing around its neck, then both the bnei yoina as well as terim would be pasul. And as Rashi points out, chilas hatziv shemaschilin l'tzav knafim shesviv esavarim psulim bezel bezel the yotzu mechalak tanim v'nifsalim bnei yoina ulchal gdolim leibo shiyachshu b'terim. As our mishnah stated, chilas hatziv bezel bezel pasul. The brayse continues me'im mesayat terim kshirim, and for what point are terim considered mature enough that they will be kosher mishiyazivu once they become golden? And as Rashi explains, shehei kanfei gufon gedolim v'adumim mazivim kizav, and the feathers on its body become very large and they become red and they shine like gold. So at that point, the terim are considered mature and therefore they could be brought for korbanos. Similarly, the Brisa explains be'emesai bnei yoina psulim mishiyazivu, and for what period of time are bnei yoina now considered too old and they will be pasul? That is from the time that they start becoming yellow and they could no longer be brought as a carbon. And the Gemara continues that just like Bnei Yoina have an upper limit, but there's also a lower limit where one cannot bring a Ben Yoina as a carbon as it's too young. As we mentioned, Akdama, the Biyam Shinel, the Me'usim Hain, Ume'im Masek Shirim, and from what point would they be kosher to be brought as a carbon? And as our Gemara continues, Tani Yaakov Karcha, the Yaakov Karcha taught a Braisa, the Me'im Masek Bnei Yoina Kshirim, that what is the youngest point that a Ben Yoina would be kosher to be brought as a carbon? The Braisa states, Mishialu, and who Tanu Lav Hu Amla, and Yaakov Karcha brought this brisa, and he explained this based on the pasuk in Iyov that states that Freichiv Yalu Dam, that young chicks swallow blood, and as Taisis explains, once the blood of this bird gets absorbed into its body, and Taisis first explains that it refers to its cella, and it refers to blood getting absorbed into the sides of the body of the bird. Gemara now asks, Emas, and what period of time does this refer to? And Amar Baya Michishamid Gatfamine Vasidama, that this refers to the time that one pulls a feather out of the side of the bird and blood will come out of that area, and from that point one could bring a ben yoina as a carbon. And ayin Rashi who tunnel law shoyna hoya mishnah bihi rabbi mishyaloi vuhu amala mefarish hoya mishnah midaitai the mishyalo lashon afreich of yalu dam v'shehelem dam matzu b'besarim the chishamad gad from minei osim minei dama. Before we finish, let us point out that Taisis on the bottom of Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph explains that even though on our Gemara we have a guess of shiyachal v'alaydinu, however Zach Taisis that either we should be Gersh Yachal or Valoidinu, but we never should be Gersh Yachal Valoidinu Ayin Sham. Also, when the Gemara explained Kadin Azba, so Rashi Mesech the Satan Daf Yitessim Beis explained Shaloy Lutzerich, and Ayin Rashi Mesech the Skadushin Adaf Heim Beis, Midulay Itzot Lemiste Vitanya Bichti Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.